Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford.
Hi guys.
And Tim Kalpakis.
What is up?
And we are your hosts this evening.
I wonder, people usually listen to this in the daytime, right? Right when it comes out?
No. We have kind of an after hours vibe.
We have an after hours vibe.
Oh, cool.
Some of the most hardcore slopheads listen when they drop, which is...
When do they drop?
5 a.m. New York time, 2 a.m. L.A. time.
Whew.
Freaks.
That's cool if you're in L.A. and all your friends come over and you stay up late and at 2 you hit play. I like that. We're like the new Red Fox. Red Fox, yeah.
Oh, my God. Did you hear what they said this week? Yeah, it was pointless. Oh.
It sucked. Let's go to bed. Yeah!
Yeah. Our dreams are better than this crap.
Crap? Mm-hmm. Speaking of our dedicated listeners, something.
Which we love. We love those. We love them all.
Here's something that they will recall. Here's a thing that happened in my life today that harkens back to something that the true pod fans will remember from last week, which was, so I'm eating, right? Today at lunch, I go into my fridge and say, Timmy, what do you have for lunch? I've got a couple of leftover Ye Rustic chicken wings. You know those.
Wow.
We talked about them on the Patreon. Well, I take them out. I nuke them up. I'm eating these things. Now, nice. Timmy wants to dip. You know, everyone knows. Mike likes blue cheese. Tim likes blue cheese. Jeff doesn't get dip.
Well, that just means more dip for my boys.
Yeah that's
you
a
get
nice...
two blue cheeses and then you show them, but you boys.
Very cool.
Blue cheese is for the boys. So, I'm eating these wings. And I say, Timmy, dip it, you know?
Yeah. Dip it, man. Dip what are you waiting for? Now it's now or never.
Now the time.
Put the wing in the sauce.
I didn't have any. The little cup of blue cheese, empty. I'm scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Tim, I can see where this is going. I'm excited.
Four wings, no blue cheese.
I opened
the fridge. There's no ranch to be found. You know what I remembered was sauce?
Mm-hmm.
The Alfredo sauce known as Lay's Chip Dip.
I said, I open up the fridge and I go, Chip Dip is sauce now.
Chip Dip is sauce now?
I plunge my hand into the fridge, pull out Lay's French onion dip. I said,
how was that?
It was very thick in the jar. I said, Tim, I don't know. This might be too thick. It won't pour out. I reach in with a tablespoon.
You're scooping it out like a Heinz, like you would with Play-Doh. Yeah.
Right.
I used the tablespoon, plopped it on the plate, mashed the... Almost knocked over my pint of water. I got so excited there. British pint. anyway, I...
Come again.
Mash around a little bit. It is a little gloppier.
Like hummus.
But once it touched the hot wing, it turned into Alfredo sauce, as a great chef would tell me. And I ate it. I shit you not, better than ranch with wings.
Wow. Wow. But not better than blue cheese, you're saying?
My rankings go blue cheese number one, chip dipper sauce now number two, Ranch number 3. And I love ranch. I'll put it on my cob.
Chip dip is sauce now.
Well, but here's the thing. Tim, you're there for the stank. Mm-hmm. And ranch ain't got no stank.
No. Ranch they try. The oh, yeah. Oh, we got buttermilk.
Oh. Well, that's wild and wacky. What I was going to say, too, for the listeners who listened last week, that when I stayed at your house recently when you were out of town, did a little house sitting, keeping the whole place protected.
Yeah, and we know that the wet bandits tried to get in there and you kept them out.
When you go into Tim's fridge, you are not at a loss for sauces. There's the whole, it's like you can't even fit more. It was fantastic.
Jeff calls it the condiment creep.
Yeah, that's true. That's when you keep buying condiments, and then soon all you got is condiments.
Well, your condiments all seem to be on the door, and it was like, I don't know a creep too much on the door.
Because you want your proteins coming in and out fast. You want a lot of turnaround on that chicken and stuff. But the sauces, devote your whole, I've got, 100 sauces. I love condiments. That's what I'm all about.
Now, that said.
Hold on, before we move on.
No.
There's a little hole.
I'm sticking with the condiment stuff.
Well, okay. Tim, there's a little hole in your story.
Oh. Fuck.
Just one more thing.
No.
I've never seen you have 4 leftover wings in my entire life. How did that happen?
Oh, where'd these come
very,
from?
Very, very, very good question, and you're going to like the answer.
I'm guessing they came from a certain blonde roommate of yours.
No? Good, very good guess.
Or what did you order, 48 wings or something?
I ordered 18 wings, okay, and I ate 14 of the wings last night.
Even that seems crazy.
Yep, it was too much. I had a lot of work to do, and I needed to indulge in some way. And, I don't do drugs, so I needed to have 14 chicken wings, and I wasn't drinking because I had to have my wits about me.
Right. These wings will keep me sharp. Yeah. The hot sauce will keep my blood flowing through my brain.
It's like cracking smelling salts under your nose. Like,
oh, okay.
Now, so the Tim I know, we all know, he's got the condiments. It's all over. He's got everything you could ever want. All types of sauces and salsas, everything. But now I purchased some Trader Joe's frozen waffle, and I
saw those in the freezer.
I wanted to eat them, as one wants to do in the morning. So I did. I didn't find. Did you have a toaster, Tim? I couldn't find it, so I just fried them
in a pan.
In a pan. It wasn't bad, but it's not exactly the way I like to do it.
I've got a toaster oven, not a pop-up toaster, but my toaster oven is down below. I put it down in a shelf because I don't use it that much. And that was probably because I had been doing a lot of air frying with the air fryer. Did you see that little R2-D2 thing on the counter?
Yeah. I feared it.
I've made waffles in that. Mike, I was looking at these waffles, gluten-free. And I said, this guy, even when he's going vegetarian, he's also, his vegetarian foods are withholding some delights.
Oh, that was a full mistake buying those. I don't know. I didn't reach for gluten-free.
Couldn't read.
But no, what I'll say, though, is I opened the door, went to the condiment wall to find all the syrups I could ever want. I found zero syrup, zero maple, zero anything. So I ended up putting caramel hot fudge sundae sauce.
Jesus Christ. I mean, you could do worse.
It was just a few draps of it. Not much.
Mike, this is a heartbreaker because, you know, if you had looked in the right cabinet, you would have found a brand new, unopened, one of those Vermont things that's shaped like a tin log cabin.
That's what I'm looking for because I know you got, your family lives in Vermont, and I know you always have some good Vermont stuff. I said,
Damn. Now, Mike, if you had stayed at Casa de Jeff, you wouldn't have found syrup, wouldn't have found it, but you would have found a nice thick jar of black strap molasses. How would that suit you on a waffle?
Ooh, well, that's interesting. Black strap
molasses.
Is this
a New Hampshire
thing? I'm not
exactly
sure what that is.
We love molasses up there. And in fact, my grandfather used to try to give me it, and I preferred syrup because I was a sprightly little boy. Didn't have the stomach for something like molasses.
Oh, right.
Too stanky. But here's the thing, folks, a little sneaky peek into the test kitchen over here. Molasses could be is a front runner for the key ingredient for Jeff's wintertime custom drink.
Okay, this is very interesting and very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
His eyes went wide.
Wait, what's your wintertime custom drink?
It's going to be...
It's in the test kitchen.
It's in the test kitchen. I'm still developing it.
If I haven't seen you in the test kitchen. When was he in the test kitchen? I was in there working on the Calpe Cordial. I didn't see you. This is exciting.
Hey, one day, if Sloppy Boys LLC keeps growing at this rate, we could have a test kitchen one day.
That would be cool.
Yeah, it sounds like we have one right now.
Yeah, but a real one.
We go in the test kitchen and make a bunch of IBA drinks and then once a year try something dumb.
A test kitchen wherever you could ever want it.
Now, Jeff, the bar is pretty low for you because the Freedom Root and the Calpe Cordial are both just a liquor and a soda. If you add a third ingredient, you're going to look like fucking Dale DeGroff. That's yes. A famous cocktail guy.
That is my intention.
A cocktailman.
I'm trying to think of ways to... what are the other things we know I like? Ice.
Yeah.
Lime. Mm-hmm. Does molasses get along with all that ice and ice all that lime? I don't know. I don't know that it does.
I don't think so.
Well, that's one of those things with the lime is like the flavor seems wrong, but if you get the proportions right, I mean, a Trinidad sour has lemon in it, right? And you wouldn't think that Angostura and Orgeat, well, no, maybe it would.
I'm thinking the molasses would go with your brandies and your
warm whiskeys, stuff.
Warm stuff, yeah.
Like an old fashioned type thing.
Uh huh.
And you know, an old fashioned's got a little expression of citrus.
Yeah.
So maybe it's something about. Like that. But I don't want to spoil anything. It's still, you know, coming soon.
Okay. Test kitchen near you.
Well, anything else for booze news?
Wait, this was shit chat.
Oh, I had booze news.
This was shit.
We didn't even start. We didn't even start booze news yet.
Oh my God! We're talking about syrups and all that.
Hit it.
Shit.
All right, let's hit it.
I am into news and I'm pouring one now.
Oh.
Over new drinks with optional ice. Seltzer flavor so nuts I almost spit mine out. A B C D E booze news. It's a part of the show where the hosts talk about. This shall booze news, but like next fireball, malt nips, Arby's fry, Old Bay vodka, and Hanford tops. Can't watch what it do. A, B, C, D, E, booze news.
It's booze news. You Gale Stylies freaks.
Gale Stylies freaks.
A, B, C, D, E, booze news. By the Duke of Drops. And if you have a booze news theme, email it to the sloppyboyspodcast@gmail.com. Now, yes, 2 weeks ago, the ghost of Craig G. Nelson sent in a very similar booze news theme, but this had already also been sent before that episode aired. And I thought that this was also a very good execution. I like a guy, much like me, I like a guy that goes for those big notes.
Yeah.
Double
tracked it.
What was the name of it? The name of that?
A, B, C, D, E, booze news.
Ah, yes.
And as we all know, that's a cover of Gale's song, A, B, C, D, E, F, U.
Uh-huh. Yes.
I think everybody knows they're all up to speed, but maybe we have a first-time listener who doesn't get all the jokes.
Yeah, and maybe we have some last-time listeners checking out.
Yeah.
Too much Gale!
If you're a first-time listener and you don't get this, there's the door. We're not changing anything.
And if you do want to do a deep dive on Gale, check out the Patreon. We just covered her EP.
Yeah.
Yep. Here's the booze news I wanted to talk about. Here's a funny little trend that I read about in an Eater article and wanted to share this article with you guys. Have you heard of La Tabernas de Mo?
No.
AKA Moe's Taverns.
Tabernas de Mo.
Yes, there is a trend. This is a very funny kind of anomaly that there is a very popular style of bar spread all through Latin America that is these recreations and unlicensed knockoffs of Moe's Bar from The Simpsons. And
cool.
Mexico City, Guadalajara, El Salvador, Honduras, Guatemala, Nicaragua, Costa Rica, Colombia, Brazil, Argentina, Paraguay, Chile, Peru. All of them have these Moe's Bars.
Oh, wow, they look great.
Isn't that amazing?
Huh.
I love... They're like recreate. They're not licensed with Fox or anything. In fact, Fox tried to shut them down and failed. But everyone just like has their own take on it. They paint some of the characters on the walls. Some of them have like Duff beer. Some of them it's just like very half-assed. But like,
when did this kind of start happening?
Well, I guess that it's been a few. It's like booming now. But they're it's been brewing for a few years, and. I forget what where the first one is, but there was one that was
2017.
Yeah, so now it's like one of these things where it's just a genre of bar, you know, like because it's not a chain, but like there's like 17 of them or something. And you know what was funny is I know that The Simpsons was really big in Latin America, and I remember hearing something about how like you know when you watch The Simpsons and in the opening it says. Transmedito on Espanol. Uh-huh. That it was like the first show to do that where it was broadcast in Spanish, and because it was animation, primetime animation, they could just dub it. And yeah. That's kind of part of the reason The Simpsons got so huge so fast, like, and probably
spread far and wide.
Yeah, even though the show seems like it might be irrelevant today, why it'll never get canceled is it is enormously huge in South America.
Interesting.
Another thing I heard about Spanish exports is I said there's like a Twitter story where this person realized that their brother Arthur was named after R2-D2 because in Spanish in certain exports of Star Wars his name is Arturito. R2-D2 became Arturito, and then people loved the character and people named their kids after Arthur. Yeah.
Well, to name your baby after R2-D2, be like, oh, he'll be like a little weirdo that buzzes around and makes weird sounds.
Who is the character in Game of Thrones? It was the younger daughter of the Starks. Arya? Was she the youngest? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I think she that was kind of a popular name around that
oh,
time.
Oh, yeah. Arya. I think, unfortunately, like there were a lot of, I'm naming my kid Daenerys. Fuck off.
I'm naming it the Game of Thrones, boy.
I'm naming my child Littlefinger.
Ooh. I'm naming mine. You know what I always liked? I just said her name. Arya's a sword named Needle. I thought that was funny.
Needle!
I watched the first season of Game of Thrones and then the last season of Game of Thrones. Kind of opened it up and shut it down.
Perfect. I haven't thought about Game of Thrones in forever. It was fun to watch, but it did not stick with me in really any way. It
feels like it's kind of been replaced by Gale.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah. Gale lives rent-free in my head right now. Game of Thrones does not.
Hey, I got a little booze news.
Sure, say it out loud.
And Mike, maybe you can help me articulate it since you're living in the damn place. New York reviving its mandate for to-go cocktails.
Whoa.
Oh
boy, I've not heard of this.
It had expired under Cuomo, and it's officially back for at least 3 years. This is like a semi-permanent legalization from Governor Kathy Hochul. Am I saying that right? Hochul? Hochul?
You'd have to ask.
What's your governor's name?
You'd have to ask a better resident.
The caveat is that you can't order an insignificant amount of food. There used to be a little loophole that they called Cuomo chips,
uh-huh.
where people would order a dollar's worth of chips so that restaurants could just sell and deliver booze. Now you have to get like a burger or a soup or a salad. You can't get like fries.
That was during the pandemic to take stuff to go. Or actually kind of just to drink at any time because you couldn't just like sell booze on the street, but people mm-hmm. were doing it and you'd get like... One place would get like just a peanut butter sandwich, just like two pieces of bread with peanut butter smushed in the middle, and or chips.
So that you can buy a $12 cocktail?
Yeah, right. And I did it.
Where do you think is that line where they say, I mean, I can, as an outsider, I can say, yeah, sure, there's a difference between a little plate of chips and a plate with burger and fries. But right, then when you said salad, I'm like, well, are we going to differentiate between the dinner side salad, or does it have to be a chicken Caesar? Where? That's I hope I'm not the one that has to go around all these places and decide.
Sounds like you might have to.
You're going to have to ask the SLA, the State Liquor Authority. They've decided the category does not include candy, bags of chips, or bowls of nuts. Seems like salads are okay.
Hey, no bowls of nuts. Bags of chips.
You know how we've talked about Zaps have been popping up at more bars. Big bags of chips hanging behind the bars. And I wonder if the people ordering the Zaps was originally because of that. And then maybe they got the sense that little crunchy guys like Tim like getting a few voodoo chips with their Boulevardier. Yeah.
Can I tell you somewhere else voodoo chips have been popping up? My pantry. I got a bag the other day, finished them outright.
They are, once you crunch, you continue to munch, I would say. But I got...
Hyperion Public?
Yes, Hyperion Public has them on the wall, and then another place just added them. Another Los Feliz place I can't think of. But I ordered 6 large bags of all their different types in a big box came to my house, and I was one of those weird things where I didn't think I ate so many of them, but by the end of the week, they were all gone. And I was like, I had 6 large bags.
What the hell just happened here?
I had the jalapeno and the gator and the crawdad and Jesus Christ.
Speaking of boxes of chips, did you guys ever, and this seems like an upstate like Adirondack thing, Tim, when I would go on vacation in the Adirondacks at the Union, what was it? Grand Union?
The grocery store?
Yeah, what was that called?
Grand Union.
Grand Union. We would get like boxes of chips, like almost like bigger than cereal boxes. Does that ring a bell?
No.
No. Was there a bag inside the box?
Oh, yes, there was.
So it was like a big cereal.
Like Wheat Thins or something.
Yeah. But it was in a box.
Or Better Cheddars? You guys remember Better Cheddars?
No. They sound good, though.
They're like cheeses, but they're like circular and thinner.
I did a side-by-side. Oh, no. I did side-by-side with Nips. I wrote a Birthday Boy sketch about Ips and Zits. Yeah.
It was you Nips. And I.
Someone's walking with a box. Yeah. I'm walking with a box of Cheez-Its. Mike's walking with a box of Cheez-Its. Cheese Nips. We bump into each other. They spill out onto a pile on the floor. And then it's a long sketch of us sorting through, trying to take back. And we would taste test one and go, oh, I thought that was a Nip, but it was an It.
Yeah, and they're grossed out by it.
Yeah. And then wasn't one of them like, oh, that was an It, but you like the Its. Yeah, but it was on the floor. Like after eating so many of them.
Side joke. It's funny because I had lived much of my life eating cheese Nips happily. But then at the office at Gracie Films, where I was a production assistant, I did eventually try them side by side, and I was like, oh my God, Its are so much better, because Nips.
Oh, Its are the best.
They're the best.
Nips, you think they might be good because they seem a little more baked. They even look a little dark, and you're like, ooh, oven fresh. But then you taste it, and there's like a mildewy.
Yes, there's a dust upon them.
Boo! Yes.
And they're kind of waxy. It's no good.
Yeah.
I got no booze news.
You got no booze news?
Not today, my good man.
So that's it for booze news.
Donkey Kong.
Mm-hmm. Classic.
Okay. Oh, shit, I got now. That was Donkey Kong?
Mm-hmm.
What happens? What was happening then?
So he falls on his head.
Ooh. That's a big ape to go down on his head. Moving on to the drink of the day. The casino cocktail. You've heard?
Never had, never heard.
Never had, never heard.
Never had, never heard from me either. This is a nice one. You know what this is nice? What's nice about this? It had a very distinct who made it and then who altered it. I like that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So this was a later version, is sort of a Craddock concoction. It appeared in his book in the 1930s, the Savoy Cocktail Book.
Craddock.
Harry Craddock, not to be confused with the other Harry. It's very confusing to me.
Right. The first guy who made this thing, Hugo R. Esslin. He had a book in the 1916 called Recipes for Mixed Drink. For mixed drinks. And he was the head bartender at the New York City Hotel, the Warwick. Mm-hmm. You've been? I don't even know.
I have been.
I have not.
It is around. It's in Midtown.
Mm-hmm.
I went there and I had a martini. I should have got a casino.
Ah. Well, this, we'll talk about what's in it a little later. But it's basically an aviation without creme de voilette.
Now, I don't know what that means, Mike.
Purple stuff.
I know. I don't think we've done the aviation. But anyway.
Big Purple P should know about violet liqueurs.
I know. Hey, save that for the, we'll get at him on the blowout for that.
Yep.
It's a pretty simple drink. So that one guy started it. Craddock made some changes to it and put it in his book. And it falls in the category of a cocktail called Daisies. You know what? Have you ever heard of that?
No.
Never.
Like an old fashioned maybe, or what are some of the other ones? You know, like subsets of cocktails. Yeah.
Okay,
this one is known as a daisy. Each of these drinks includes a spirit, citrus, and a flavored sweetener. A margarita, a sidecar, an aviation are all daisies. A casino is essentially an aviation with orange bitters instead of creme de voilette.
Hmm.
So there you go. I'd never heard it before.
Wait, so you said that, what did you, said a citrus in, or a what?
Let's see.
Citrus, a each spirit, drinks, and a flavored sweetener.
Yep.
So here, I get it. It's like, you know, that's like, because a sour would have like sugar or simple syrup, and then the daisies were using some sort of sweet liqueur. So maybe when we're talking about like a sidecar or some shit that has triple sec instead of simple syrup, maybe we should be calling it a daisy car.
Mm. This article I also read made the point to say, you're using a subtly almondy maraschino liquor, not the liquid from a jar of maraschino cherries, which has taken down some of our greatest drink makers on this pod.
Yeah. What drink was that? With it? Oh, it was the Hemingway daiquiri where you had an electric red version of it.
Yes. And it's also served. Have you heard this? A Nick and Nora glass.
Yep. Yeah, Tim, you said this the other day, and I was like, I thought you were making a joke about...
The Infinite Playlist.
The Infinite Playlist, but it's called a Nick and Nora glass.
Yeah, it kind of...
It looks like a coupe glass.
Right, but it's just a little smaller and like rounded.
It's a little dainty coupe glass that's like martini glass size, like the small martini glass. I think that they were originally like champagne before flutes came along. I think people drank it out of those little Nick and Noras.
I get a feeling we've done this before on this podcast. We'll make a drink, and then in the shaker you pour it out, and it doesn't like fill all the way up your martini glass or whatever. Mm-hmm. I think that's what's going to happen here because it's meant for a smaller drink.
Ah, fuck.
Smaller glass, I should say. Okay, here are the ingredients for the casino: 40 milliliters Old Tom Gin, 10 milliliters Maraschino Luxardo. That's not the juice, folks. 10 milliliters fresh Joie de Lemon and 2 dashes orange bitters.
And if you're just joining us, Joie de Lemon is lemon juice, right, Michael?
Sorry, I just sometimes when I make these drinks, I turn into a Frenchman.
No, I know.
Method: pour all ingredients into a cocktail shaker. Love that. Shake well with ice. Strain into chilled rocks glass with ice. Well, this says rocks glass on the IBA. I'm going to go with that.
Hell yeah.
Nick and Nora. Thing.
I like the rocks glass, and that's my favorite. Shake well with ice, pour on the fresh ice.
Yeah, I'm doing rocks.
Oh, that is your favorite. Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Garnish. Now, sometimes garnish is N-A. This time, garnish with a lemon zest and a maraschino cherry. And they do kind of that cool, this picture here on the IBA does that cool thing where the skewer is going through, the how can I describe this? The lemon peel is like,
hugs the cherry,
hugs
and then
the
skewer goes right through it.
I think I did that with a tuxedo. I'll do it again.
You can do that with a tuxedo. So this sounds like a simple one.
Yeah, knock on wood.
The only stumbling block is that maraschino Luxardo and not the cherry juice.
Oh, before we go. I only
have Tanqueray. I don't have Old Tom Gin, which I guess Old Tom Gin is less juniper flavored.
I have a bottle. I bought one at Barkeeper recently and have been saving it for the right occasion. I haven't tasted it, but I took a whiff and it did pretty much smell like normal gin to me. Yeah, it didn't have that botanical strong juniper to it, but it seemed like dry gin.
All right. Well, at least one of us is doing it properly.
I got a gin here that I'm going to, it's in my freezer now, so I don't remember the name of it or whatever, but I want to talk to you guys about it.
If it's gin.
I'll bring it out later. It's got a very unique ingredient. Ingredient.
Uh-oh.
That'll give us something to think about.
Let's give them something to think about.
Folks, we'll see you after the ads.
See ya.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The Sloppy Boys is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey folks, Mike Hanford from The Sloppy Boys here, and I wanted to ask you, do you ever have this feeling like you got to get something off your chest? You know, you're walking around with something and you go, I just got to tell someone this. I just got to fix this thing. It happens to us all. We all carry around these different stressors, big and small. That's just how it is. But when we keep bottling it up, it can start to affect us negatively, and that's not good. But therapy is here to help. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work on whatever's weighing you down. Now look, you know me, I've been to therapy, I'm the therapy guy, I love it. And I gotta say, it does help when you go in there and talk to the therapist and say, you know what, my two co-hosts piss me off on a daily basis, it's weighing me down, what am I gonna do? That of course is a joke example, but you get what I'm saying. You can tell a therapist what you're feeling, and they'll help you learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Now, listen to this. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. That's right, you. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. That's pretty good. So, folks, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/sloppyboys today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sloppyboys. Go in there, talk to somebody, get it off your chest, have a great time.
With casinos.
Casino Royale.
That's right. Mine turned a little bit of a pink color.
What happened, Mike?
I don't know.
Oh, you know what? We've come across this before. Your bitters. What are your bitters?
Oh, yeah. It's my Angostura bitters.
Orange bitters, Mike. Orange.
Orange bitters, Michael.
Oh, right. Well, I didn't have orange bitters, so I had to go with Angostura bitters.
And what was the gin? What was the mystery gin?
Well, let's take a drink of these and we can talk mystery gins. Okay. But I mean, that's pretty good.
It looks nice.
I also didn't have a cherry, so I used a lemon, a little blueberry.
That's cute.
It's cool. It's not cute.
As you predicted, Jay, look at this tiny little drink. Mine is, yeah. It's like a Sazerac amount of liquid floating in the bottom of my rocks glass.
And then I thought if I crammed more cubes in there, it would make the liquid fill the glass, but it even stopped doing that. So I just have these icebergs floating around. But to answer your question, Tim, yes, I did use orange bitters. I used Fee Brothers.
Fee Brothers. That's what I've got as well. I love that stuff.
It's good. Pungent.
You know, sometimes if you get a martini and you're not in the mood for the olive, I'm always in the mood for the olive, but if you're getting it with a twist, sometimes you also put a little orange bitters in there.
I had a martini the other day. A woman, the lady brought me out the martini with three olives in it and then three on the side of big, huge, fat blue cheese, you know, filled olives.
I said, this
is a little much.
So hold on. Three normal olives in the drink and then three blue cheese olives on the side?
Yeah, or four. No, four blue cheese olives.
Jeez. Oh.
You don't need the two options.
Mike, write that down. I'm going.
Blue cheese is the thing I ask for. When I'm out to dinner at a restaurant, I'll say, you got blue cheese olives for my martini? And when they don't, it's humiliating because they look at you and say, blue cheese olives? You sick
we have
fuck.
Lay's onion dip olives.
For sauce.
That's not a say. For sauce, for Alfredo sauce. Okay.
Sips.
Oh.
Okay.
Fancy.
Fancy. Balanced. Yeah, that's, complex.
That's pretty good.
Got a little of that cherry tree bark.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that maraschino. Fancy drink, man.
Fancy stuff.
Little bit of the maraschino is the ashy flavor where we always come back to, and this is
no. Got it. When you alleged ashiness, it was from Campari type stuff.
Yeah.
Like Luxardo brand bitter.
Now, Mike, we got to get to the bottom of the gin mystery.
Oh, yes. This, I went to a liquor store. It was a nice liquor store. I said, I didn't need to get an expensive gin. So I said, what's your cheapest gin? And it was this Monopoloa dry gin.
That looks cool.
That looks cool. That looks great.
But it's distilled from potatoes. That's the big reveal. Potato.
Wait, are those potatoes on there or are those gold medals?
Those are like golden coin type things. Yeah, it's a pretty classic looking thing. Established 1782. So you know Monopoloa is the good stuff. It's been around.
I've had Polish vodka that was made from potatoes. I simply didn't know you could make gin from potatoes.
This is a Polish vodka that is now, or this is a Polish gin that is now, I was just looking it up. Hold on. There's a Polish gin now produced in Austria.
Oh.
And there's a guy's name on it, J.A. Bakzuski. Produced and bottled by J.A. Bakzuski. Maybe that's that person. I don't know.
By that guy himself. Nice.
Yeah, it's a pretty good looking
thing. I can report back on my... did you take a sip of it before you put in the drink, Mike, to get a...
No, I will do that now.
Oh, live taste.
Okay, that's pretty... that does kind of remind me of like... A beefeater gin, which is my favorite for martinis.
Great. So I think that you're on the right track here because I can report that the Old Tom gin that I bought, it was pretty pricey. It just tasted really good gin to me because you know how I like that? I like Seagram's $19 handle of cheapo gin and... I'm not so into the fragrant botanical ones as much. I like them in certain drinks or by themselves, but like not in a martini. Yeah. This Old Tom is like dry London gin that is whoosh, right down
not
the middle
floral.
Of your classic.
Yeah.
It's not floral. It's not super juniper-y.
And Tanqueray's do lean floral.
I love Tanqueray. It does lean more floral, but it's not like some of the weirdies. Whereas but this aligns more with Beefeater. This tastes a lot like Beefeater.
Yeah, this is an interesting drink. It's got a nice like kind of like a bitter. I mean, there's bitters in it, but like the bitter kickback in the back. It's pretty good.
Mm.
Yeah, but still nice and like crisp and citrusy.
Yeah.
Here's what I like about this drink. Michael, continue. You were going to say something big there.
I was going to say this might be an order again, but I can get to that later.
That's for final thoughts. I was going to say, I like the proportions because small amount of lemon. I feel like last week's drink, the White Lady, was delicious, but a little lemony. And sometimes I have a Tom Collins, it's a little lemony. I want that citrus to be balancing out the other stuff, but not actually taste like lemon. And that's what I got here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I tell you, it's tough to measure out that 10 milliliters of lemon or maraschino.
Not for me, baby. You got to get the OXO little measuring dude.
I got the OXO. OXO Deluxe.
It's not OXO, but it doesn't, it jumps pretty far from line to line.
Oh, yeah.
It's one I made myself.
Ooh. Man, this is very similar to the White Lady last week's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But me like you more. It's a little fancier.
I ain't complaining.
Makes you want to go to a casino.
We are, what are we in? We're in like gin month now, I guess.
Yep. Gin is
pretty much
in.
Doing gin month.
The hashtag gin is in, folks.
I tell you, I would like to do a gin tasting the way we did like the cider tasting or the, we went with that tequila tasting.
Remember that tequila tasting? Oh, baby.
Yeah.
That was living.
I feel like I have a lot to learn. The tequila tasting was, all Cuervo, and that was funny because you're like, why bother tasting Cuervos? That's crappy gin, tequila. We worked our way up. No, there's some very good top of the line Cuervos. It almost feel like they knew, like, we're just going to make a really good tequila that'll blow your fucking mind. You won't believe that it's Cuervo.
And it came in like an arty box.
Like a beautiful wooden box that's different every year.
And it was dark and sticky Reserva. And it was like,
yeah.
It was like your beloved molasses.
It was like rum.
Reposado? Is that what it was called?
No, Reserva.
Is that a different thing? What's
Reserva
what
de la Familia?
There you go.
Oh.
Reserved for the family. So it's just what they're calling it. There must be a real name for that genre of tequila, but it's dark and syrupy, and I can't believe there aren't tiki drinks with it because it was rum-esque.
Could be this could maybe be the next Tim concoction.
Ooh.
That's true. I wanted to ask you guys something, if I'm allowed.
Please.
You may.
The drink's called the Casino. Mm. We should talk casinos. Hanford, you're a roulette man. I've seen you stand at a roulette table until the break of dawn, losing money.
That's true. That is very true.
He's a committed roulette player, no matter what.
It goes up, yes. And they bring the free drinks to you because you're at a table, and then it goes down, down, down. But you're trying to have fun.
Well, Mike's one of these guys. He takes the money out of the ATM. He's like, I'm only betting with this. And then he keeps going. He goes, hold on. I got to go back to the ATM. And then he drains that.
I can't go back there because the money I had was
gone. It was not enough, Tim.
But I can win it back.
Where did it all go?
I can win it back.
I blame that dealer.
I had a system. I forgot the system. That was the problem.
Is Mike, that's your go-to would be roulette or what? You like blackjack too?
It's the only one I kind of know.
Yeah.
Roulette.
And yes. I have to get into a groove with all of these. Every time I go to a casino for real, if we go to Vegas for a bachelor party or something, I feel like I have to reacquaint with the game so I don't feel foolish and skittish.
I only know roulette, and it's probably only just from learning from Mike, but I feel like I don't want to fuck with blackjack because...
you don't want to learn from me.
Well, I don't like I've stood next to somebody playing blackjack, and I don't like this expectation that there's a right way and a wrong way to play. And if you make a goofy move... which I'm bound to do. If you make a goofy move in blackjack, the guy next to you will be like you threw off the cards or something. And it's I don't know. I'm a goofy dude. It's fucking Las Vegas. We're all morons for being here.
It's and it's all like luck of the draw or like goofy move. Right. Like your goofy, non-goofy move could have fucked him over too. Like it's
right. We don't know what's in the cards, but if I hit when I should have stayed, you don't know what the card. I'm playing. I'm following my gut.
The only time I played that I've played blackjack and it was fun was
in San Francisco, the fake money.
That was fun.
Oh, yeah.
But it was like the, somebody taught us all, like, he was very slow with everyone at the table, and everyone at the table was bad, like brand new.
Great. You got to have those tables.
And he kind of helped me. He was like, you know, don't bet on that. What are you doing?
Right.
I've always wanted to, I'm a little bit afraid of craps. I've never played it, and I would love to roll those dice. That could be a good Patreon.
I'm a little
episode.
Afraid of craps too, but not that kind.
Watch yourself.
Guys, what if for the Patreon we go to Morongo and I want to be I want to say, "Hey sweetheart, blow on these." Oh, you good luck.
Oh, snake eyes.
Oh, snake eyes. That's bad.
That's a bad one. I don't know if Morongo has
Mike. If I believe these commercials correctly, they have everything you could ever want.
Yeah, that's true.
Those Morongo. People are ecstatic in that commercial.
Yeah,
doesn't matter what they're doing.
All those commercials, they simply lie, and they're trying to make you. We all know the vibe of because if you live in LA, I mean, I guess if you're on the East Coast, what is it, Foxwoods and Tanglewood and stuff like that, and Turning Stone. But in LA, we got Saboba. Morongo, and they sell them to you, especially Morongo. They want you to think that you're a Rat Pack kind of guy, and they want you to think it's the 40s and you and some ladies are going to roll in and be the bee's knees. But when you get there, it's just as sad as any old slot machine.
Now, I mean, now is it? Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Aren't they pretty light on the table games? They're mostly slots.
I mean,
I've never been.
They've got everything, but yes, it's not. They don't have too many people there, so it's a smaller version. It's not like walking into Bellagio.
That's what it's lacking. The people.
It's more accessible than Vegas. Like, hey, it's like Vegas, but you can get there in 2 hours.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's Palm Springs. It would be very funny to just go out to Prim. You know that place just outside of Vegas.
No.
Oh, is that the fake out Vegas on the
that's
way to
the fake
Vegas?
Out Vegas. Everyone's so first funny. Time to Vegas, you think you're that's
you're like, wow, we're here. And you're like, no, it's another 45 minutes.
Where's Reno? Is that on the way to Vegas?
No, Reno's up by Tahoe.
Ah.
In the top of Nevada. Top of Nevada.
Reno
to
by
you,
Tahoe.
By the way.
Yeah.
It's a bummer. Casino floors bum me out. Even the nice ones in Vegas, there's kind of a that's it feeling to it for me where you walk in and you're like, they're kind of all the same when you stand right in the middle of it and you look around at all the suckers.
Yeah.
I got to go to one of those high roller games rooms.
Oh, like the Baccarat? Is that what?
Yes. I want to be in the back. I'm wearing a hoodie and sunglasses. Mr. Kilpakis, you've bet $20 million on this hand. That's right, bitch.
$20 million? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You must be an oil baron of some sort.
But Mr. Kalpakis, that's nearly 1 year's salary for you with the Patreon numbers rolling in.
What would the pay pigs think?
Let them eat slop.
I'll buy them a new sty.
The thing about Vegas to me is the thing I like most about it is you walk on the down the street with your drink in your hand.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's the best.
I agree 100%. No, some people want to go to shows. Some people want to go to clubs. Some people want to go to casinos. I want to walk. I want to go to Margaritaville and get a drink to go, and then I want to walk up and down that strip looking at the people watching as I go.
Man, nothing makes me happier when I go to a theme park or a casino strip or something like that, and you see somebody with the crazy drink. It's like tall, like a wizard staff.
Oh, yeah.
Or,
yeah.
Or like you like see the yard. Novelty drink and you're like, when am I going to find that? And then you do find it and you get it. It's the best.
I like the ones that are kind of like on a lanyard that like they can wear off their neck because it's so cumbersome.
I love that big silly shit. Hey, we got to do Mardi Gras. I know it's come up before, but we got to do it.
It's already happened.
Yeah.
But this
get
year,
the grenades.
Oh,
those
yeah.
Those grenade drinks.
Hey, who can get more beads? Huh? That would be fun.
Oh yeah, that's made for that could be a movie. Honestly,
I'll be at
we
the
we go to Joanne's Fabrics.
Yep, I'll be at the local Michaels, asking for my namesake discount.
Hey,
of course,
come on. I think we should fix up Michael and Joanne, huh?
Michaels and Joanne,
Michael the craft guy and Joanne the
and
fabric
Joanne
lady,
the fabric guy.
They both they're both into the same stuff. They're both crafty people, very creative.
Hey, you have so much in common.
Yeah. In common. Plus, you're both so old. You gotta find someone.
You better settle down fast.
You're going to die alone, Michael. And Joanne, you're no spring chicken.
Oh, Joanne, you got eyes for Gelson? He's never coming around here.
He's food guy.
He's food.
Yes.
Hey, I wrote a birthday boys sketch we did called Grocery Guys. Grocery
Dudes.
It was
good. It was a banger.
Trader Joe.
We sang songs, didn't we?
Albertson, Vaughn, John.
And Ralph.
Ralph. And we sang a song that went, Grocery Dudes. Grocery yeah. Dudes. We provide you with all kinds of foods.
I think I was the Trader Joe's guy because I remember my costume was like, or no, wait.
Right. Yeah. And everyone would step forward and be like, I'm Trader Joe, and I'm kind of fun.
That was good.
Oh, that's good.
That
was yeah,
good.
I was Ralph, I think, and I was like, hey, I'm not so bad. I'm not so good, but I'm not so bad. Yeah.
That's so bad.
I'm not so good. I like the idea of somebody knowing. I'm not so bad. I'm not so good.
Not so good. I'm best here, but I'm not so bad.
Well, what do you say we make a little second round? Round segundo.
I love this.
I like that idea.
Are you doing any tweaks?
I wouldn't really know what to tweak. The tweak of the week, maybe?
Okay.
You know what I wonder? I've done this. I've gone this way before. I'm not going to do a second half because I'm a second round because I'm still drinking this one. But I'm wondering if a triple sec would work in here.
I could see it,
ooh.
Michael.
Mike,
see that.
I'm going to do that. In fact, I'm going to do a little Cointreau, just a little splash.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll report back after these messages.
Please do.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
With our second round of casinos, and I'll tell you what I did here.
Ooh.
I noticed that 10 mil was just enough to get that Luxardo taste, just enough to get that lemon, right? Uh-huh. So I said 10 milliliters Cointreau.
Yeah.
Nice.
You know, I feel like that's just enough.
Did you not do the bitters in this one? Because
no, I did it as scripted. What? How do we say
double
that?
Double orange.
Prescribed.
To the letter of the law.
Ah, yes.
How do you say that?
It's fantastic.
Tim, how did you alter your beverage of the night?
I did absolutely nothing other than doubling it. Look at that big old gulper. And I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you know what this needs? More.
This guy's not doing his taxes tonight.
No way, man. This guy's getting tanked. And it's like weirdly better. Like when it was small like that and I was sipping it, I was like, this is dainty. But now I got a big fatty. I'm going to tie one on. And then my neighbors are going to have to deal with it.
The problem with making it the problem with making it as written is you're operating from a scarcity mindset, which is never good.
No.
You know, you want to operate from a place of abundance.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. It's hard for me because I'm one of these depression kids. I grew up during the Great Depression. We had nothing. We had nothing. So
you got to make it last. You got to make the bitters last.
You're still saving rubber bands from the 40s. I know.
I, to this day, won't wear nylon stockings.
Yeah, when I was moving, I remember, Tim, you came over, you're like, is there any metal, any tin you're throwing away? I could collect that and bring that. I'm doing a metal drive.
Yeah, do you have any copper? Now, Mike, you didn't make a second round, so why don't we just jump into final thoughts? What do you think?
Order again.
Order again.
Order again.
And again.
And it's fancy. It's easy to keep these ingredients around. Get that maraschino bottle because you're going to want to use it for your Hemingway Dax.
And you don't really use that much of it all the time anyway, so it lasts. Mm-hmm. You're not like pouring a shot of maraschino Luxardo or anything.
Yeah, grab that weird basket bottle and put it right next to that tall piss spike Galliano, and they can be the centerpiece of your weird bar.
Everyone comes over and says, what's this? You say, that's not any of your problem, unless you want to go up the Yellowbird tree. Do you? No, I'll have a gin and tonic. Okay. You need to listen to the Sloppy Boys. And that's how you do it, folks. That's how you get people listening. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. What was the other drink we had recently that had maraschino in it? This year, I want to say, was it?
What was that? Because that's why I have one now, because I bought it for it.
It was something a little bit on the fancy side.
Hold on. I'll tell you.
I'm scrolling through I feel like an average Joe just scrolling through the podcast app. Hey, Jeff, episode 66, The Illegal, doesn't have the recipe listed in the show notes.
What are you talking about?
Shit.
Well, were you drunk that day or what?
Yeah. The Illegal. I'll have to fix that.
It should be illegal.
Huh. That's too bad.
That is unfortunate for the listener. Who was at a loss that week. Also, it's too bad for Tim and I who didn't catch that.
Oh, Illegal. Yeah, that's it, Tim.
Oh, the very one.
The very one.
Ah.
And we liked that. We said it was fancy, but you guys, if you don't like mezcal, you wouldn't like it.
Yeah, but, is that what we said?
You didn't like it because it was smoky like mezcal.
Right. I remember thinking, like, I like this as much as I like a mezcal drink, but it doesn't make it into the Stone Cold Classic Club.
There you go.
Now, you guys, we were just talking about casinos, of course. Do you think you're smart enough to take the casino quiz?
Oh! Smart enough. Now, yeah. Mike, are you certain that it's smart enough? Is it smart?
Yeah, are you
that
smart enough?
Yeah. That's what makes you know a lot about casinos is being smart.
Ooh, I got to get a piece of paper out here because I got to keep the scores. Let me put a J for Jeff and a T for Tim. That makes sense to me.
Perfect.
Okay, this casino quiz. This is a blurt. You answer when you feel like you know the answer. Okay. When in a casino, this man would order them shaken, not stirred.
James Bond.
I'm, of course, referring to James Bond, who was the first to portray him in a feature film.
Sean Connery,
of course. Old Sean Connery was born in what country?
Scotland.
If you were the first to blurt out Scotland, you get a point. Way to go,
yes,
Jeff.
Yes, I get a point. Perfect.
Hold on. What was... I feel like that was a confusing...
Oh, you got to let me finish the question.
Oh,
but you get a point because you answered Scotland.
That's actually a good learning moment for you, Jeff.
So this is tricky. Okay.
Sean Connery, this is a bonus. Is you want to do a bonus?
Yeah. Question one, we get a bonus.
Sean Connery was the first James Bond. Who will be the last?
Mike Hanford.
Daniel Craig.
Tim is right. Okay. That was just
but mine was more flattering.
That was just a goof around one. That was a goof around one. That's a silly one. Okay.
I love goofing around. I'm actually a comedy writer.
Sometimes it doesn't work out. We all took a trip to Las Vegas and stayed off the strip at Jeff's grandparents' timeshare.
Yes.
What Las Vegas casino did I have? What Las Vegas casino did I leave at sunrise when I cursed gambling and all of its trappings?
Circus. The Luxor.
Montage.
No.
Caesar's Palace.
Bellagio.
No. Bellagio.
Think towards the end.
MGM.
No.
Excalibur.
King Arthur would be
Excalibur.
Home in this. Excalibur for Tim.
My first time in Vegas, me and my brother didn't know how to gamble. We just went to Excalibur and ate the buffet and just ate so much food we had to go back to Motel 6 and go to bed.
I was so mad at this. This was a night, Tim, that you're talking about when I was just playing roulette. Dave Stick stuck around me and so did Chris. And we left. Everyone else went home. Or to the hotel or whatever, and we left in the morning, and the sun was out, and I was so mad at myself. And on the car ride home, the cab ride home, Van Artsdale was like, "Man, I can't believe it's daytime out." And I turned around, I was like, "Would you shut up?" I lost my cool.
See, that's normal for Van Arts. He's a night owl, that guy.
I know, he stays up late gambling.
Plays Call of Duty.
Okay. This casino game always reminds me of shit.
Craps.
Craps for Jeffy.
Reminds me.
Okay, well, you guys are tied.
No, I have two. Tim has one.
Tim has two because he got the bonus question right.
That's not true. That's It's not even true.
Have you a crystal ball?
No, I don't.
All right. What casino game has the best odds for the player?
Blackjack.
That's right, Jeff. Blackjack.
Wow.
Way to go. Way to go. How many colors are represented in the game Uno?
Four.
Woo, Jeff.
Fuck me, man.
Bonus point. Can you name them now?
Red, blue, yellow, green.
Yes. Ooh. 5-2. Wow. Celine Dion has a residency at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace. Is Celine Dion taller or shorter than 5'9"?
Taller.
Taller. Shorter.
Hey, Timmy got it.
You would think neither of us would get that point, but he said the right answer.
He said the right answer first.
Those listening at home didn't get to see Hanford shake his head no.
The long pause and then Hanford shaking his head.
So, because I can't see you guys when I have this the question sheet up, so I don't know what you guys are doing. Okay, bonus. Is she taller or shorter than fellow Canadian songstress Shania Twain?
Taller.
Taller. That's right, Tim. Shania is 5'4".
Ooh.
Close game.
A wee one.
That don't impress me much.
Shania, however, does not hold the title for shortest Canadian Grammy winner. That honor goes to Nelly Furtado at 5'2".
I didn't know she was Canadian.
And I didn't know she was 5'2". Okay, this is it. Wait a minute. This is it here. This is the last one. The score is Jeff has 5 and Tim has 4.
I hope I get this one and tie it up.
Are you prepared in the case of a tiebreaker, Mike?
We'll have to scramble, yes. Jeff, would you like to you can do something here. So since you have one extra point than Tim, you can double that extra point or leave it as is.
Well, hold on.
You can also answer after the next round.
Oh, that would be great. I feel like that would be more advantageous.
Because you might not have to double the point. Okay, last question. What is my favorite casino game?
Roulette.
That's right, Tim. Tim got it. So now the score is tied. Jeff, would you like to double your extra point? You had an extra point leading into that round, and you had the option to double it. Would you like to do that now?
Yeah, I would like
okay,
to.
Okay, Jeff, you win the game. You have 6, and Tim only got 5. Tim, I'm sorry about that.
Congratulations, really... Jeff. That was a very good tactical move there at the end. Very smart. Because a lot of people don't know. Yeah. We were talking about gambling in Vegas and odds and stuff. A lot of people don't know to double.
Yep, you got to double down on your extra point going into the last round if you have it.
Also, Jeff, hey, you know, I know we're all joking and have a good time here, but I needed a win.
Are we ever?
I've been down. I feel like somebody on the Discord.
I've been down.
They calculated who's been winning the polls, and it wasn't me.
They did?
Yeah, it was not me.
Oh, damn. Damn,
Daniel.
So J-Boy needed a W, you know?
Congratulations.
Did they have the scores of what who has been winning?
All I remember is that I was like last, so you got to hit them up.
Okay, I'll send the word out. I never, on the Discord, I never know what's going on. I'll see like somebody has mentioned me, so I'll go in to see what they were saying. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, is there a way to just go right to where that was, or do I have to like search?
There should be. I don't know what it is. I don't know what I'm doing on there.
It's hard.
I do that too, though. When I go on there, I just go to my at mentions and I respond. And then I feel like, hey, there you go.
Hey, there you go. That's our show. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time. Also, be sure to check out our Patreon, where subscribers can unlock The Sloppy Boys Blowout, our weekly bonus episode. That's patreon.com/TheSloppyBoys. Thanks for listening, folks. We'll see you next week.
See you at the craps table.
Ding, ding, ding. Dave and Buster.
Crapola at the craps. Yeah, I'm winning about crapola.
Win, win. Win casino.
Win, win.